about what Bart said. If he's really interested in being a musician, maybe we should buy him a guitar.
Well, that's a waste of money. We already have a guitar.
I meant a real guitar.
This is real.
Wow. And it came with a free instruction book.
Now, boy, we spent a lot of money, so you'd better get real good real fast or pow!
Homer?
Hey, I thought I was supposed to encourage him.
I'd like to play any latest chart topper.
This fold. Me fans are stupid pigs.
Bart, you've got to go on.
Lag off.
You changed, man. It used to be about the music.
I said slag off. Knock it off.
I'm sorry.
Knock it off.
I'll just jam with you.
Hey, Simpson, what are you trying to play?
Pollywally Doodle.
Oh, yeah? Well, it sounds pollywally crappy. Fern.
Hey, cheery axe, Bart, dude.
I think it's broken.
Oh, really? Hey, give it here.
I didn't know you played the guitar, Auto Man.
Hey, that's all I did in high school. My old man said I was wasting my time, and I'd never amount to anything. Now I'd like to slow things down a little bit. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? Can I take... Whoa!
I'm sure I will receive a severe wedgie from my busmates. I must remind you, we should have been at school 10 minutes ago.
Better fasten your seatbelts, little dude.
We don't have seatbelts.
Well, then, just try to go limp. Then hit a shortcut.
Good show last night. Yeah, quite good.
Anyone get the license number? Oh, it's a miracle no one was hurt.
Oh, I stand on my record. 15 crashes and not a single fatality.
Let's see your license, pal.
No can do. Never got one. But if you need proof of my identity, I wrote my name in my underwear. But wait, these aren't mine.
Well, that tears it. Until you get a license and wear your own underwear, mister, you are suspended without pay.
Who's going to drive the bus?
I drove an all-terrain vehicle in Da Nang. I think I can handle it.
Where's Otto?
Otto? That's one palindrome you won't be hearing for a while. Off we go!
Hey, up to the bus driver. Hey, up to the bus driver, man. He drinks and he crosses, he stinks up the buses.
Hail to
the bus driver, man.
There's an opening. Oh, too late. Nope. I'll be cutting a little close.
I think you have to be more aggressive, sir.
Nonsense. One of our good citizens will slow down and wave me in.
What's so funny? I was just thinking about the time Homer got his nose caught in the toaster. We'll watch the tape tonight. Oh, look, you got someone at your window. My name's Patty. I'll be testing you. When you do good, I use the green pen. When you do bad, I use the red pen. Any questions?
Yeah, one. Have you always been a chick? I mean, I don't want to offend you, but you were born a man, weren't you? You can tell me. I'm open-minded.
I'm opinionating this.
So, how did I do?
Well, you failed every segment. Misspelled bus on your application.
Dray.
Let me in! Let me in!
He steps on the clutch and the toilet goes flush. Hail to the...
Shut up!
Hey, landlord. Some clown changed my locks, padlocked the door, and put up an eviction notice.
Yeah, that was me.
You? Why?
Because you haven't paid your rent.
Can I look at my stuff?
All I found in there was a jar of mustard and a couple of old cycle magazines.
Wow! I have mustard?
Rough day, Apu. Pump me a squishy and don't spare the syrup.
Perhaps you'd like to try an experimental flavor of my own concoction. A delicious chutney squishy.
Okay.
Oh, you can really taste the chutney.
Auto Man? You're living in a dumpster?
Oh, man, I wish. Dumpster brand trash bins are top of the line. This is just a trash can waste disposal unit.
Otto, why don't you come home with me? You can stay in our garage.
A garage? Oh, somebody up there likes me.
You might forget our little conversation this afternoon, so I took the precaution of recording it.
What conversation?
Mom, can Otto live in our garage for as long as he wants?
He sure can.
Marge, what were you thinking?
That's not my voice.
Oh, everybody says that when they hear themselves on tape.
I don't understand this. I can't stay with your parents.
Oh, the Admiral and I don't get along. Please let me stay here. I've got nowhere else to go.
Forget it. That line didn't work for my dad, and it's not going to work for you.
Dad, Otto's going through a real tough time. Can't he stay with us for a while?
I know we didn't ask for this, Homer, but doesn't the Bible say, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me?
Yes, but doesn't the Bible also say, thou shalt not take moochers into thy butt?
Please, Dad, if you let Otto stay, he'll help around the house and chip in a few bucks whenever he can.
All right, he can stay. But I get to treat him like garbage.
Well, what's the catch?
A can of corn costs 57 cents!
I could sure go for a can of corn.
Otto, you can't just sit there watching TV all day.
You know, you're right. I should do a little reading. You got any of those Where's Waldo books?
No.
How about anything written from the vampire's point of view?
No.
Well, how about anything where guys send in naked pictures of their chicks?
Otto, I think you should get a job.
Look, the only thing I was ever good at was driving a bus. Now the man says I need a piece of paper to do that.
So get that piece of paper.
I tried. Oh, Lord, how I did try.
Will you knock it off? I can't hear myself think. I want some peanuts. That's better. Hey, how come you never play your guitar anymore?
I'll tell you the truth, Dad. I wasn't good at it right away, so I quit. I hope you're not mad.
Son, come here. Of course I'm not mad. If something's hard to do, then it's not worth doing. You just stick that guitar in the closet next to your shortwave radio, your karate outfit, and your unicycle, and we'll go inside and watch TV.
What's on?
It doesn't matter. Open up! Open up! I gotta go and no fooling!
Hey, Poppin' Fresh! Well, you're supposed to giggle.
That guy had gotta go.
I know how you feel. But he is good with the kids.
So the lady drove faster. But the strange car kept banging into her from behind. So finally, whirls off the road into the woods and lost the other car. And that's when she realized the man in the other car wasn't trying to hurt her. No, he was trying to warn her about the ex-meeting maniac hiding in her back seat.
Did the maniac kill her?
Nash! And you know how I know?
How?
Because I was that maniac. I just did it.
That's it. He's out of here.
But Homer, we're the only family he's got.
I don't care. This is not Happy Days, and he is not DeFonz.
Hey, Mr. X.
Listen, you drain-clogging, last-cookie-eating, collect-call-getting sponge. I want you out of my house.
Heavy.
What are you going to do, Otto?
Oh, don't worry. There's plenty of money out there for a guy who knows how to fake his own death.
Well, before you do that, maybe you should take the driving test again.
So I can't pass that thing? I got a zero last time. This time I'm hungover.
You can do it, Otto. You're the coolest adult I ever met.
Wow. I've never been called an adult before. I've been tried as one, but I'll do it. Alcohol increases your ability to drive. Mm-hmm. False? Oh, man. I don't know about this, Bart, dude. Your dad is right. I am a bum.
He didn't call you a bum. He called you a sponge.
Sponge? Does this look like something a sponge would do? I'll show him who's a sponge.
Well, if it isn't Wee Willie Washout.
I want to take tests again.
Why?
So I can staple my license to Homer Simpson's big bald head.
Really? Well, here's your written test. I'll get you started. B-T-D-A-B.
Homer had a piece of food in his face for 3 days. It wasn't little either. It was a chicken wing.
Wing.
Ooh, what was that?
It doesn't matter. Let's get some margaritas. I'm fine.
Otto!
That's what my driver's license says.
Yes, hail to the bus driver man.